Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beat.
Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a
Here's David Hollander.
Odds are that half of the people listening to this right now have gone through or may be going through a divorce. Yes, this is not a fun topic to talk about, but let's face it. Today, with sheltering in place, the coronavirus has not helped at all when it comes to spouses figuring out whether they want to spend the next 30 years together or not. So right now, the fastest demographic for divorces in America is for people over 50. And so that just got me thinking, what do you do if you find yourself in this situation or you're thinking about the situation? What sort of financial protection should you be building into your thought process before you become the victim of somebody else's bad ideas, whatever you want to call it? That's the way it is. So this morning we're going to be talking about that subject and everything you need to know, at least a lot of things you need to know, because there's just not enough time on this subject. If this is happening to you, of course, our hearts and prayers go out to you, because this is not fun. And no matter what you do, it's not going to be fun. It just can't be. There's just too much tied up in it emotionally, of course. And that's dangerous, of course. But here's the statistics. Right now, the fastest growing demographic in America for divorces is people over 50. And maybe this is a result of people working from home and being closer to their spouse more. I don't know, but it's happening right now. And they have a term for it. I don't know if you've heard this. It's called gray divorce. So this is now a thing, the gray divorce, okay? So the odds are right now that half the people listening to this show right now have gone through or are going to go through this at some point in the future. It can be tough to bounce back from this, and it can be difficult to know what financial moves you need to make or how you can ensure that you remain financially secure, because that's really the big issue. Over the past 30 years, we have helped many folks through something like this, and we help them put their financial footing in place before they go through this, and that's the important part. And so today what we're going to do as we discuss the gray divorce is we're going to talk about some things you need to know if you're thinking about this. So here's where we start. If you've been together usually for 20 plus years and you've accumulated all types of assets and maybe even benefits, healthcare benefits, pension benefits, when you separate, a lot of these things are lost or change. And so the future that you thought you knew was going to happen isn't that way anymore, or maybe different. And now you don't have the time to recover because you're that much closer to retirement. Now, also some of the assets that you own may be very unliquid, may be hidden, may be unsellable, may be no ability to get cash out of, but they're worth a lot of money. They produce revenue. Who controls that? So my first suggestion to you this morning is to try and start developing your own plan for your next stage of life. What are you going to do? Try and imagine what you would be doing on a day-to-day basis if you were on your own. Okay, that's it. Don't think about the money part. Just think about, what am I going to do if I'm on my own? What does my life look like? And I want you to be selfish here. Sure, you may have children. Sure, you may have an in-law or a parent you're taking care of. But think about, what do you really, and deep down inside, what do you want to do with the rest of your life? Do you want to travel more? Do you want to start a new business. I don't know. What is it? Write that down. Start with an idea. Doesn't mean, you know, you're going to go all in to do it, right? Because these other things are important. But now's the time to think about yourself. So identify what your priorities are, and that's a good place to start. Now, you may want to heal because you may need some time to do that. Give yourself a break. And so some people we talk to like to travel the world for a few years. Really, for a few years, yeah. Or maybe you want to find a renewed purpose by starting a foundation and maybe give more back to society, maybe make an impact on your particular city or particular area in the world. All these things are important that you align your future with your values. Now, the next part of all this is maintaining your financial stability. That's obviously hugely important because the life you want to live is going to cost money. And once that changes, if you're not good with that, or maybe you weren't involved in that, you need to figure out how that is going to work. So arming yourself with a team, and this is important, a team, not just an attorney. Attorneys are great. I'm an attorney, you know that. And attorneys certainly know the rules and they know how to do some things. But one of the things that an attorney is going to want from you is a retainer. And we're going to talk about that next segment when I bring my special guest in. You need other helpers on your team. You may need an emotional support team. You may need a financial planning team. You may need a CPA who's a forensic that knows how to find things because maybe your spouse is, let's face it, not completely above board when it comes to some things. So that's the team you need to start putting together. And you may say, well, that costs money. How am I going to do that? We're going to talk about that. So how do you start to create a well-informed plan and a team to help you with all that? Great question. First, try to prepare yourself in advance for what's to come. Planning how you're going to divide the assets can help the divorce process go much more smoothly. Here's what you need to do. Pull out a piece of paper, pull out your laptop, smartphone, talk into it, whatever you want to do. Start by gathering an inventory of all separate and jointly owned assets. So write them down. The house, put the address. The building, put the address. The bank account I'm aware of over here, put the name of the account where it is. Investments, retirement plans, pensions, get the Social Security statements off the website, insurance policies, and of course, all the real estate, even if it was separate property when it came to the marriage, yes. Make a list of all the outstanding debt. Did you know you're responsible for that credit card? Gather any prenuptial agreements. Get the last 3 years of the tax returns, all of them, including the business. Get the will, the trust, the power of attorney. Finally, obtain appraisals of tangible assets, like, yep, that antique car he has, yep. The painting, the Rolex, all of it. Get appraisals of all that stuff so you're ready to go. When you compile this information before the divorce, that's going to help you make a start to a smart settlement, and it will keep you more informed along the way. Next, you need to confirm how each asset is titled. Separately owned property, such as, say, an inheritance or a gift from a mom or dad, usually won't be part of a divorce settlement. However, in this community property state, if you have appreciation in real estate, guess what? It could be considered community funds and therefore subject to an award. In the case of a contentious divorce, and unfortunately these happen, no one likes this, but it happens. There are some extra things you must take now to protect yourself. One of them is this. Said it earlier, you need to hire yourself a forensic accountant, period. If you're not good at this, it's not what you do, you need somebody who is. And that's probably going to be one of your most important purchases. That person is going to search for assets your spouse may be hiding, like cash. We had a case where this fellow was taking cash from his checks. He'd go open accounts around his office in his name and just did everything in cash. Well, guess what? The accountants looked at the address where the person worked, subpoenaed all the banks around the area. Makes sense, right? Well, that's what these people do. Be sure to search for assets your spouse may be hiding. And one secret way to freeze all the assets legally is to file first. File first. Once you file either a separation or a dissolution action, the assets are legally frozen. Now, what happens from that point of filing till a year and a half later when you get in front of a judge, maybe? Maybe it doesn't go there. Maybe settle. Legally, they can't be moved or changed to other beneficiaries until the settlement order is reached and signed off on by the judge. But if it's attempted, right, that's where you could unwind it. Because the custodians, once they see that there was a filing, they're more willing to play ball with you. So that's why that's super important. Now, it can be tricky, no doubt about it. This is gamesmanship. And at that time, you're probably going to be pretty emotional. And one of the worst things you can try to do is make important decisions when emotions are at all-time highs. So I'm a big proponent of educating yourself. And in fact, that's why this morning I brought in an expert. So for our next segment, we're going to get into some specifics here about what she does to protect her clients. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment. I brought in a heavy hitter on this one, where they say you always get 50% of everything. Is that really true? And how do you pay your bills like your attorney and your CPA if you don't have access to cash? Find out when I come back with my special guest who just dropped in with a nice cup of coffee. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com. Enjoy the rest of the ride. If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets. And this morning we've been talking about something that's really growing in America, which is something called a gray divorce. Right now, people, if you're over 50 years old, they've come up with a new term called the gray divorce because it's now becoming a major trend across the country where people in that age group, almost 50% or greater, are facing this issue right now. So it's something super important. And how do you get yourself prepared for something like this? Well, this morning I brought in a special guest who focuses on this area. Her name is Chris Olofsson. And if you heard that Whitney Houston song, that's your song, right? It's your theme song?
Absolutely.
Why is that?
Because it's not right and it's not fair, but you are going to be okay.
Okay.
In the end, you're going to be okay.
Well, I like that. Perfect. So Chris's company is called Divi Financial, and it's spelled D-I-V-E-E, and that's because it's not always 50%, right? As far, we're not going to go down that yet. But why did you come up with that name, Divi? I like that name.
Because we do a deep dive into people's finances. You need to understand what you've got. So we do a deep dive into all the areas that people don't want to look at.
And arguably, divvy should be divided equal or something.
Absolutely.
Right?
Okay. You divvy up the assets, right. But first you got to do a deep dive into what you've got.
Exactly. All right. So with that, we're going to have a great question because this is, after all, our fan favorite part of our show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and just sometimes bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? There's only one man with all the answers. And here he is, David Hollander, the Sandman.
All right, so Chris is going to help me out with this one because I didn't have all the answers for this one for sure. And here's what they say. They say that no matter what, you're always going to get half of all the assets to support your lifestyle because after all, this is California and it's a community property state. So Chris, is that always true?
Not.
Not.
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, let's talk about versions of that then. So, I mean, we've all heard that, right? It's community property. It's 50-50. If you've been married for 30 years, it all should be 50-50, right? But let's talk about an example that you can think of and maybe a case that you worked on where it didn't really work out that way. What? Give me an example of something like that.
So basically, people think about 50-50 of what they have,
right,
and all the assets. But do you even know what your assets are? Do you even know what it costs to run your household? It's not that you maybe didn't care, but in a marriage, in a long-term marriage especially, everybody has their roles. Everybody has their duties. And the finances of the house may not have been yours. So you really have no idea.
What that costs.
Right, what that costs. So I had a client who she imagined that their household costs were about $8,000. She's thinking, oh, the mortgage, taxes, some, you know, tuition, that kind of thing.
Dog biscuits.
Right. Dog biscuits. Then there's cards for grandma. Then there's shampoo and SAT tutoring for their kids. And when you added it all up, she was really closer to $16,000.
Double, almost 100% more.
Absolutely.
Now, why did that happen? How did she have a number of 8,000 when you actually were talking to her about that? Thinking about what she was spending each month?
Right. The big things.
Sure.
Everyone focuses on the big ticket items.
Did she pay the credit card bills?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Nope.
So she wouldn't look at the statements and just see what was going on there. Was that his job?
That was his job.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So this is something that happens. I've seen this with clients that we've worked with where, like you said, they're not the one responsible for looking at the financial statements or doing the QuickBooks, right?
Yep. And downloading the credit cards and the ATM transactions and looking at, okay, well, I thought our cash withdrawal limit was $300, but did she know that her husband actually increased that cash limit and was taking out cash for every business trip he took? And she's thinking, oh, well, he gets reimbursed for that. But did she ever check that reimbursement came back into the account?
No.
Right.
So this is a really interesting point. And this is something that I've seen with a lot of clients. And it's usually the one who's not involved in the finance, right? They're doing a lot of the day-to-day work for the community, but they're not in charge of the finances. And so when the spouse who, let's say, is non the financial spouse, when that person is out there trying to deal with this situation, first of all, it's extremely emotional. Let's talk about that.
Gut-wrenching.
Right? It is. It's just incredibly tough. You're not always making the best decisions. And if you don't have access to capital to, say, hire an attorney, let's talk about what that looks like. What do attorneys typically require from their clients when they walk in the office?
They usually charge a retainer, which is about $5,000 to $10,000 just to be hired, to dispense the first piece of advice.
That's right. So before you get any advice, you have to write a pretty big check or cash, right? You have to pay for it, and you may not have that money. So in the experience that I've seen, that puts someone in a disadvantage because, again, the person who's handling the checkbook and the credit cards and knows where the money is usually has no problem writing that check, whereas the other person doesn't.
Absolutely.
Right? So that adds another, you go in to get help and all of a sudden you don't know where you can come up with $10,000. And now you don't have that help anymore because they can't help you.
That's right. It's lopsided out of the gate. And so at Divi, we try to divide things equally or to make things more equal. And one of the things is just to help people think ahead, plan ahead early so that you can set aside that money or you can figure out ways to get that money before you file. And a lot of people can maybe lean on family members, but they may not want to tell their family that they're thinking about a divorce right now.
That's huge. So I know that it becomes, you know, there's a lot of interesting emotions in this. There's pride, right? There's
shame.
Perception, shame, right? All these things that tend to wear on us and make us make decisions that don't help us at the end, right? For whatever the reason.
Absolutely.
But I think, you know, when you think about reaching out to a family member to help you, certainly you don't want to let them know that something necessarily is wrong because, again, that could mean all kinds of issues, right? And you necessarily may not want to go there. So for someone who is, you know, maybe on the fence about this, and let's face it, a lot of people I've worked with, they're right on the fence. It could go one way or the other, depending on a certain matter of events that occur. What would you advise them? Because this is important for everyone hearing this. What Chris does is she's like a coach, right? You're going to go out on the field and you're going to play professional football or professional baseball, but you may be an accountant. You're not an athlete, right? So would you go step on that field without any help whatsoever? You'd be crazy to do that. And that's what this is like. So what I find fascinating about your business, again, is Divi Financial. What Chris does is she's like a coach. She'll actually help coach you through getting ready for this way before you're even stepping in that arena, right?
Absolutely, okay. Yes.
And so that's something fascinating too about your service that I found is that a lot of people like you don't necessarily require this huge retainer up front. You can work with them throughout this whole process and then get paid at the end when there's a settlement and a distribution. You don't necessarily have to do that, which, again, for those in that position, it's a huge advantage. Why do you do that?
Just because there's enough expense related to divorce. And the way I like to look at it, it's a fresh beginning. I'm trying to think holistically and for your future self. So, you know, we dig deep into the past. We download years of bank statements and credit cards, and we do all of that accounting in order to set yourself, in order to set the person up to launch their new beginning and to the visualization that you talked about earlier in the show.
Right.
What kind of life they want to lead. This can be a new form of self-care, knowing your finances, which everybody hates. Nobody likes to talk about taxes and insurance and those kinds of things. But really, if you get your hands around it and your arms around it, it can be comforting and you can have a sense of security and it can just launch you and catapult you to something new and different.
Chris, thank you so much for helping us out this morning. I really appreciate it. Stay around because we're coming back. We're going to talk about Social Security. Maybe have some words to talk about there. It's all coming up next. So keep it right here. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander and Chris Olison. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And yes, the winner takes it all. Today we are talking about divorce and how you should prepare yourself because unfortunately right now, the largest demographic of growing divorces are people over 50. They're calling it the gray divorce. Sweeping across America like the coronavirus, it's a problem. And you need to be prepared. You need to know what you're doing. So if you would like more help, we are doing a workshop this Thursday. It's going to be a virtual one. Right now, because of the pandemic, we've been foregoing a lot of the in-person room seminars we used to do, and we're doing webinars now. So this Thursday at 3:30, we'll be doing a webinar on how to prepare yourself for the election that's coming. Let's face it, there could be some big changes and some things happening. So if you want to get ready for that, go ahead and go to PYA Events, pyaevents.com right now, and you can register there right now for free. And you can also call 866-PROTECT if you would like to attend as well. Someone will sign you up for that. I'd like to wish happy birthdays. Happy birthday to Meg Masterson, Mike DiStasso, and Wendy Smith. Happy birthday to you guys. Hope you have a great birthday week. So if you've been married for 25 years to your spouse and now you're getting a divorce, if he or she made more money than you did, do you always get to keep their Social Security if you split up and they remarry? Great question. And here's the answer. So if your marriage lasted 10 years or more, and you have been divorced for more than 2 years, and this is important, you stay unmarried, then you can claim Social Security benefits on your ex-spouse's work record once you reach age 62. So there's a couple things you need to do. First, reach age 62. If you're over 62, then you've already made it. And the most important one is to remain unmarried, because if you find some great guy or gal and you remarry, you give that up. You lose it. And if the person dies, then you get that as well. That's right. So, but you may not collect what you think you're entitled to. So what do I mean by that? Let me get into that. You can only file on your ex-spouse's work record if the benefit you're going to get based on your working history is less than the benefit you would receive from your ex-spouse. So think about it this way. If your spouse's benefit is more than yours and yours is not as big as his or hers, then you want to go after that. But remember that you're only going to get half of your ex-spouse's full retirement amount, all right? And the full retirement amount, the FRA, is based on your age. It's truly age-based. So some people at 66, some people at 66 and 7 months. That's where it starts. Now, if your spouse didn't collect until later than that and they pass away, then that's an area where you may then collect that and not take yours because it's more than yours would have been. And that's fine. That's something you could do. So Social Security is very complicated. And as you may be aware, if you have a government pension, you may be getting too much from your pension, so you don't get any Social Security. And I've heard a lot, Chris, I don't know if you have, where people think that they're going to get some sort of a benefit, and then someone tells them, well, you're not going to get it, and so they don't go down there and find out.
It's part of the planning process. You have to know what you're looking at down the road.
And this is something that's important. If your spouse remarries, do you still get the benefit if you stay unmarried?
If you stay unmarried and they remarry and they die, you may still get that benefit. Believe it or not, it's double dipping at the the highest level.
That's right.
And I hate to say it, but it exists.
That's true. And even if they do continue on and they get married, as long as you stay unmarried, you still have the opportunity to potentially get that. So a lot of clients we work with will take their spouse's benefit, delay taking their benefit until, say, they're 70, which is as long as you can wait, and then switch back and take theirs because now it's more. So this is all part of the gamesmanship and strategy. But again, as Chris is saying, it's all about
planning ahead.
Exactly.
And the unmarried can be, you can remarry after your divorce. And if your spouse dies, you can even go back and tap in to, this happened to my mother. Her spouse died, but she could tap into my father's retirement, even though he had also remarried.
Interesting.
So it's complicated, and you have to plan ahead.
Absolutely. No question about it. So, you know, we know this. Going through a divorce is tough, and that's why you need a coach to help you get ready for what's going to be a very challenging time in your life. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together a great show today. My executive producer and network manager, Kevin Renfer. All my producers there in the studio, Fish, Claire, Jordan, Phil, and Danny, thank you for helping us out today. And Chris Olson, thanks for being here today. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. And that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances. The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC. The views and the opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.